And this will be it. Edmonton Oilers 5, Anaheim Ducks 3. Very entertaining game, but the better team won tonight.
And the unfortunate part, when Lukáš Dostál came in, tied hockey game, and it was just... He made some great saves initially. You know, there's quite a bit of action right in front of him, right when he's hopped in there, and played well early on. Just the Edmonton Oilers kept pressing, kept chipping away at it, and the outcome, up by two. Game ends with a two-goal lead for the Edmonton Oilers. 5-3 is your final score, and they weren't the better team at all parts of this hockey game, Steve, but more parts of it. And it continues to be a 60-minute theme here for the Anaheim Ducks. Playing well in parts, but not quite being able to put together a full 60-minute effort.
I just have to ask you this real quick before we go to break, and then you and Alexis will take over on our post-game show here on DuckStream. What can you expect from the Anaheim Ducks now on the road? Those are four tough places to win hockey games. And when you're talking about the Montreals and Torontos with all the history, what in your mind will the Ducks have to do rebounding from a loss like this to get their share of points during the next week of play on the road?
Well, if you look at what's ahead for this Anaheim Ducks team, you just drop one. It's a difficult game to lose when you look so good here for a lot of this hockey game, and to come up short, you look at that Ryan Strome breakaway. Yep. You look at Bo Grew just missing from putting it home there on a great drive. Those are two plays that come to mind. Maybe Adam Henrique from that quick pass, a goal line to trigger, a slot there, area shot that just maybe weren't really ready for. So you just think about some of those big moments in the hockey game proved to be the difference in this game. And it's just something that the Anaheim Ducks, once again, got to go back to the drawing board. Hey, where in this game did we fall a little bit short and really continue to work on and improve on the good things that they brought? But to answer your initial question there, Steve, you got obviously the first game in Montreal. That's a tough one, and it's a team in which this Anaheim Ducks team dropped here at Honda Center, so it is not going to be easy. You have the Ottawa Senators, who aren't having the year that they anticipated. They anticipated maybe a little bit quicker turnaround. Started off decent, has fallen short many a times here this last stretch. Got the Toronto Maple Leafs, and even though it was an overtime loss, Ducks got a point out of the last game those two teams met. It wasn't easy. Dostal coming up big time and time again, as we know, setting the franchise record for saves in a game, and that one's not going to be easy. They swarm. They play a lot like this Edmonton Oilers team. Everyone on their roster wants the puck. It's very similar power plays with Marner, Nylander, Matthews rolling up the flank, taking away ice. It is tough. You have the Sabres, who, as I just mentioned, took down the Los Angeles Kings. They're a team that Anaheim played very well against, got the 2 points last time those two teams met. So, look, that is a tough stretch of game right here on this next trip, and something that the Anaheim Ducks got to be ready for.
All right, we'll look forward to you and Alexis coming up after the commercial break. Want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast tonight. Again, the final 5-3 Edmonton over Anaheim. And, of course, more Ducks hockey coming your way from Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, and Buffalo, as Emerson just said. So the final again, Edmonton 5, Anaheim 3. Stay tuned for more post-game festivities. It's ahead on your exclusive listening device, DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
You'll never know the feeling until you experience it here yourself at Disneyland Resort. Because here, every and is beyond anything you've ever felt before. It's where becomes on Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. It's every amazing feeling ever, all at once. It's that feeling when you're at Disneyland Resort, and there's no better time than now.
Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Park admission and reservation required for park entry.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Attention all Anaheim Ducks fans, are you ready to join the coolest club in town? The Wild Wingers Kids Club is here, and you don't want to miss out. For just $35, your child can become a proud member of the Wild Wingers Kids Club. With their membership, they'll receive invites to our parties and our 30th anniversary kit that includes discounts, a tin lunchbox, a trendy reversible beanie, a collectible Wild Wing trading card, and a silicone poppet toy. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub or visit our booth at any Ducks home game to become an official member.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on Duck Stream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Edom, wrapping up this 5-3 loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight. The first game that they've had in quite some time after the All-Star break. Emerson, it feels like it has been a while for us since we've done a postgame show, and unfortunately, it's not talking about a Ducks win. They weren't able to necessarily keep that momentum going tonight, but they did have some very good parts of this game, unfortunately, just falling in the end.
100%. They led in hits, 23-17 for the Edmonton Oilers. Power plays, 2-for-2 for the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, when's the last time we saw that, right?
Right.
So there's, you know, certainly some improvements, but at the end of the day, it comes down to 60 minutes. Who's going to be the better team for the full 60-plus minutes? And although close, Edmonton takes that nod, and they're just a team. It's a lot like the Toronto Maple Leafs. I continue to compare the two teams because they swarm, they make plays each and every time they touch the puck, and Edmonton no different here tonight. They take this one. Evander Kane, huge game, of course, coming out the hat trick. He was physical, and he's just doing what he does, and big key piece of this Edmonton Oilers win.
And we knew that it was going to be a tall task for the Ducks tonight because of the recent success that the Oilers have had. I mean, they had that 16-game win streak that was just snapped on Tuesday in Vegas. But here we are, and we're going to talk about this game tonight, starting with some of the highlights. The first period, there were some bright spots in that period. Ryan Strom had a breakaway early in the game, and the Ducks were able to get on the board first on this one. Cam Fowler, a power play goal, plenty of traffic in front, was able to put it through.
Here's Fowler, takes a shot, score! Cam Fowler snapped it from out high, and he beats Pickard cleanly. It's a power play goal for Anaheim with a minute 20 to go in the period. 1-0 Ducks.
How about that goal?
Yeah, it was a goal, a big-time goal. And this was Cam Fowler's best performance, in my mind, of the whole season. He just – and it's interesting because there's times early on where he didn't get the shots through. There were the right seams, but just maybe 1 second too late or half a second too late before getting fully through to Calvin Pickard or a shot on goal. And, look, he just had a great game. He was making play after play. I didn't see a bad play out of Cam Fowler. He was good defensively, but just the rate in which he makes plays. And, of course, each and every game he's going to get a whole lot of minutes. He's relied upon heavily, but tonight he made the most out of his opportunity, and what a game from Cam Fowler.
Cam Fowler, a two-point night, a goal and an assist in this one. So Ducks leading after the first period. Moving into that second period, Edmonton was able to even things up. Evander Kane would get the goal that tied it up.
Oilers forward comes back for it. That's Draisaitl tossing it ahead behind the goal line of Gibson, who had the stick knocked out of his catching glove area and didn't like that. Shot of Andrew Kane scores! Gibson didn't have a stick. Now he'll complain to the referee about the fact that seconds before the goal scored, Kane knocked the stick out of his glove hand. This will be interesting to see what happens.
Emmer, I watched the replay of this, and it was actually Corey Perry that knocked the stick out. And I mean, Ducks fans, well, they've seen that story before.
Yeah, we certainly have. And
not what you want to see, though, Gibson.
Not what you want to see, but hey, that's one of the reasons why the Edmonton Oilers signed Corey Perry. I mean, that is just a veteran play. It's devastating to your team, almost maybe looked out as selfish, or just it's a play where if you make that play and you get called for a penalty, it kills you. But in that case, it was so sly. It happened so quick by that point. Although it might have seemed that the linesman was right there, it was a call, linesman, referee. The play was right there, but it happened so quick, and it's just a call that you would think is non-negotiable. It happened so quick. It's just tough. And Corey Perry, once again, one of the big reasons why Edmonton Oilers brought him to Edmonton was to make plays like that, as greasy as it was, as
pesky Corey
as
Perry
pesky
there.
As it was, it worked. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for John Gibson, I think you just need to stay with that play, maybe worry a little bit less about that non-call. Mm. Just focus on what's coming about, and essentially that might have hurt him as well. So sticking with the play, that's a theme that we've seen time and time again. Vancouver on that Pettersson goal, where he comes out on that weak side for the wraparound. A little bit of a watching if to see if there was a call that was going to be called. It didn't indeed be called, and goal again. So there's been a couple times this mm-hmm. season where the Ducks have just been waiting the call instead of just continuing to play, and it's been hurting them.
Yeah, that's a really good point that you bring up there. But the Ducks were able to bounce back just 29 seconds later. Ryan Strom getting the goal. This would be his first of the game because he did go on to have two, but this one coming 9:40 into that second period.
We're a tie game here, folks, 1-1, and you got a sense this one will go down to the wire tonight.
And by the way, John Gibson has every right to just be scratching his head. Hey, that play was right there, the puck, all that sequence happened right in front of the ref's eyes, and here's a chance for the Ducks.
Score! Pickard went, pads on the ice to his left to try and keep the puck out, but he could not do it. And Ryan Strom just got the goal back that the Ducks gave up to the Oilers. It's 2-1 for the home team.
So the Ducks had that 2-1 lead, but the Oilers were able to even it up once again in this period. Another goal coming from Evander Kane, a really tough wrister, putting it past John Gibson.
Kulak fires it up on the right wing side. Fowler there to break out with the puck, 1-on-3, and he couldn't beat all three. Hard to do. Here's Dreisaitl back. Drop pass. Kane shoots. Scores! And Edmonton fights back to tie up the game 2-2. And, folks, we have ourselves a seesaw affair at Honda Center.
So after two periods of play, the game tied up at 2. But one thing, Emmer, about that second period was the Ducks only had 2 shots on goal.
Yeah, it was a period that after a strong first period, you come out on top as far as shots on goal. Anaheim did out of that first period. Went the other way. Edmonton regaining that lead for the shots on goal department, and they came out of that second with just a higher volume. And you could just see, just by eye test, they were the better team in that second period, and it's tough.
Lukasz Dostal would get the start in the third period as John Gibson left the game with a lower body injury and did not return. The Ducks able to get on the board next, and it was Ryan Strome once again, this time on the power play to give the Ducks the lead once again.
Fowler now goes a little bit deeper down near the goal line for Silverberg. Other side, Vetrano. Now to the right, a shot, score! Ryan Strome! His second of the game, early in the third. It's a power play tally. Ducks lead the Oil 3-2.
So the Ducks a lead early in the third period, and Lukasz Dostal would have to come up pretty big with some of his saves as a part of this one. A big save, 4:58 into the period off of Zach Hyman.
Terry fell down, gets it back to Vaakkanainen, who was steamrolling in and unloaded a one-timer wide. Back come the Oilers. McDavid in front. A shot. Oh, Dostal! Great, great save! The puck near the goal line. And he kept Edmonton off the board and gets a big-time ovation here from the Ducks faithful.
Now, even though Zach Hyman would go on to get the next goal and redeem that chance he had there, Emmer, I mean, that was such a big save by Dostal.
Oh, it really was. And, I mean, you could see it. He was tested right out of the gate there in that third period. It's unfortunate. You come in, game's tied, third period, and thrown right in the fire was Dostal there coming up with not only that save, but time and time again, early on, coming up big. And it's just the pressure of this Edmonton Oilers team. I mean, you saw, and I mentioned it, there's a solid 3 minutes or so, about the six-minute mark left to go of that third period, all the way down to 3 minutes left to go. It was all Edmonton, and I know I'm jumping a little bit ahead there, but just to provide an example, I mean, they kept swarming until that final buzzer in that third period.
And the next goal after Zach Hyman's would come from Leon Draisaitl on the power play, a one-timer off a really nice pass from Connor McDavid.
In a 3-3 tie third period, Nugent Hopkins to Draisaitl, circle to the left of Dostal, works it back to the point. Bouchard can fire the puck, so can this guy, McDavid, in front of shot, they score! Oh my goodness, that's how great these guys are on this Edmonton team. McDavid found Draisaitl, didn't waste any time, one-timed it past Dostal, and the Oilers have a 4-3 lead with this latest power play tally.
So Draisaitl getting that lead for the Oilers at that point in the game, and then they would get one more, an empty netter, completing Evander Kane's hat trick on the night. The final score, 5-3 in favor of Edmonton. A lot to get to on this post-game show. We'll be right back.
What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
We're back with the post-game show on DuckStream. Let's get to a text that we received here. Always appreciate you sending your thoughts about this game. The Ducks falling to the Edmonton Oilers tonight. 5-3, the final score. The text that we got reads, "It's hard seeing the Ducks outskate their opponent only to lose because of horrible calls by the refs, or should I say the no calls."
Yeah, horrible. That is a very intense word to describe the officiating, but Corey Perry got away with them. Mm-hmm. You can't discredit him. I mean, he's been doing that kind of stuff for so long. Once again, it's one of the, not the main reasons, but a big reason why the Edmonton Oilers brought him over, and you're going to need that kind of stuff in mm-hmm. playoffs, right?
Yep.
Corey Perry's won a Stanley Cup before. He's had a lot of playoff success despite not winning a cup recently and in a few recent years past. And look, the Edmonton Oilers, they feel like that's something that's been missing. Of course, Evander Kane gets into the melees at times. He's been known to get under the opposing team's skin. But Corey Perry is yet another player that continues to not only do it, but do it in at times in which his team needs it. And certainly that was a prime example of doing that.
And Corey Perry was someone that Ken Holland, the GM for the Edmonton Oilers, had noted that he was someone he had wanted for a long time, able to finally get him to this point to be a part of Edmonton. But I think maybe also one of the no calls that our listener is referring to was maybe that trip there by on Labushkin at the end that was down. And I'm pointing at the ice down here, for example, but you know what I'm talking about, Emerson.
I get it. You know, some of us, I mean, from the goals that have been called back, there's been some seriously high anxious moments mm-hmm. here for Ducks faithful, the Jumbotron, going back to the Silverberg non-goal. I mean, there's just time and time again this year where some of these calls, whether they've gone to review or not, have not gone the Ducks' way. Mm-hmm. And certainly, I think, you know, fans have every right to, you know, feel that they were wrongly called on some of these plays. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate. It's one that you'd like to maybe go the Ducks' way a little bit more, see them maybe even potentially get on an opportunity to score a third power play goal, go 3-for-3, and instead they go down a man. Unfortunate, especially at some of the times that it happened.
I do think about that first period, though, where they did call a call on McDavid and that interference call when he was called for battling with Jakob Silfverberg. And, you know, maybe sometimes you think about, oh, you know, referees or officials might not make calls as often on the NHL star players. But I liked that they did there on McDavid.
Yeah, no, great point. And just going back, and I already touched on it, and John Gibson came in, played great this game, and really held the fort there on the back end, creating save after save, and as he always does, continues to give this Ducks team confidence there. But that's just one example early on, not sticking with the play, being just thinking a little bit about Corey Perry knocking your stick out of the hands. That was a big-time goal by Evander Kane. Mm-hmm. They finally get on the board for, you know, not playing overly well at the start, or at least the Anaheim Ducks outplaying them, and it was a big goal for them, and it's just something, part of the growing pains for this Anaheim Duck club right now.
Let's head down to the locker room now and get a chance to listen to what Leo Carlson had to say about this game.
Leo, it looked like you guys came out with a lot of energy today, and, you know, particularly for the first half of that game. And was that just the result of a high-powered team?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of getting themselves together, and it's just hard to hold them off for 60 minutes.
Yeah, I thought we played good. A lot of good competitiveness. You know, bad triple calling them by me that cost the game basically. So a little disappointed there, but we could have a couple more calls against us too. But I don't want to get into that too much. But overall good game by us.
Does that, you guys have been playing well, obviously, going into the break whatsoever. Is there disappointment just felt because you guys took the lead three different times and obviously, you know?
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, I mean, I thought we played a good game. I thought we deserved the win today. But, the good team had, you know, two of the best players in the world. So it's, hard to stop them sometimes, too.
Leo, what did you see on Strome's goal that you set up with the assist? Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a broken play, basically. And then I saw, you know, some guy in a black jersey. At the net, so just whacked in there, and it was all them.
Did you know what was Ryan?
I mean, yeah, I did. So just whacked it in there too.
Leo Carlson there just sharing his thoughts on this game tonight against the Edmonton Oilers, noting that he thought the Ducks played a good game. And one other thing that I took from that was just how he took responsibility for that penalty. He took it late in the game that ended up giving Leon Draisaitl that power play goal and giving the Oilers that lead in the third period there. You know, he's so young, and you forget that sometimes, but just his maturity to take responsibility for what his action was in the game at that point, I think says a lot about him.
No, I think that's a great point. And he went as far as saying costing his team the game. So those are strong words.
Yeah, that
Leo,
is a strong word.
Leo Carlson. But I just love the fact that he got rewarded with an assist on what at the time was a big time goal from Ryan Strome there. It was just in tight and was able to finish that one. So look, he's been playing so well. And I just think a lot of these games, going back to the Florida Panther game where he should have probably came out with five or so points. I mean, that was just the rate at which he was making plays. Got back on it again tonight, as per usual, getting an assist at an important time, one in which the Ducks needed a tally there. He was a big piece to that, but as you mentioned, just the leadership beyond his years, really taking ownership for that penalty that got called against him.
And speaking of Leo Carlson's line mates in this game, Adam Henrique just continuing his point streak tonight. He had a 2-point game. And after two periods of play, he was perfect in the faceoff circle. That's something I noticed on the stat sheet. But, you know, ending the game at 70% in the faceoff circle, still fantastic. 7-3 there. But just someone that, I mean, he is just, your eyes are drawn to him as of late, you know, just the way he's been playing.
Yeah, he's certainly been doing it all, scoring goals, a lot of those net front tallies that he's been getting down this last 10, 15 games. And every team in the National Hockey League could use an Adam Henrik. I mean, a guy that wins so many draws at pivotal times, whether it's on the penalty kill, on the power play, you name it, he continues to win draws. Big-time performance in that category yet again, especially there late, as you mentioned. And he continues to just get it done, whether it's first line, second line, third line. Can play through one through three and just make something happen each and every shift.
A couple text messages that I want to get to here. A thought from you guys. Anaheim looked great tonight with better officiating from the Zebras. The Ducks could have actually beaten the unbeatable Oilers. Ducks defense was solid. Leo was buzzing and the goalies were strong. Again, the point of officiating, but I really liked, you know, just crediting Leo, and the goaltending was strong tonight too, as we saw both John Gibson and Lukasz Dostal.
And
anything you want to add on that?
Well, but strong word. Leo Carlson with some, a strong statement there. And how about that? The unbeatable Edmonton Oilers.
They did just lose.
but very close. I mean, they are a darn good hockey club. And if you can put their backs against the wall like the Anaheim Ducks did, especially through two periods, and for them to act like nothing happened and continue on, make tremendous plays there. What a finish there on the power play from Leon Draisaitl after a great pass from Connor McDavid. I mean, they can just turn on the Jets like that instance right there on a dime, and they certainly just took over after that goal.
Mm-hmm. Another thought that we have here, another text message. Great game. The goalies on both sides were awesome and earned their money. However, leaving the goal unprotected at the end, totally unacceptable. But great game. Wish the Offspring played more music during the game instead of some other songs. I think they are referring to when the Ducks pulled their goalie, which is very common.
Yeah.
When you're down in the end of a game.
Certainly a,
I think.
Maybe a newer hockey fan.
Yeah.
If that's what we're coming to the conclusion that they mean by pulling the net, any which team pulling the goaltender at the end of the game, adding that extra skater. So for those listeners that are extremely new to the game of hockey, as we kind of see in this text here, you add an extra skater. So if you're down a goal, maybe two, maybe even three at times, especially late, typically what, the 2.5, maybe as early as 3 minute mark, 3 minutes left to go. Oftentimes teams will pull their goalie, which you can add an extra skater. So it's a high risk, high reward kind of opportunity for that team that does that. And the odds suggest that you do it.
Great explanation there, and it worked out in favor for Edmonton in the sense that they were able to get the empty net goal. Evander Kane completing his hat trick, his second on the season, as you mentioned on the broadcast, Emerson. So we will be able to hear from head coach Greg Cronin on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Radio. This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
Hey, you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God I get to TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world, made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
We're back with the postgame show on Ducks Stream, and now we're going to head down to the locker room to hear from Anaheim Ducks head coach Greg Cronin, his thoughts on this loss to the Edmonton Oilers and the performance the Ducks put on tonight.
Coach, this morning you said the first 20 minutes or so would be a baptism for your team. How did you feel, or how did you like the way the team started the game?
We played well. We had energy, and we were jumping, and we generated chances, and we had quality shots, and I think it went really well.
Matt, you had to really like the skating, that like you said, the energy, the skating that was seemed to be there.
Yeah, I thought we played. Thought we played a good first period.
The line of Jones, Lundstrom, Silverberg, it felt like they were creating a lot of good things off the cycle. How did you? Or what was your impression of Max in his first game back in about a month?
I thought he played well. I mean, he hunted pucks down. I thought he had some good shots. He was good defensively. He did. I think he played a good, solid third line game for him. I was happy with him.
Was there a particular incident whatsoever that,
I get cramped up or something. Not sure.
The top line of Leo and Adam and Ryan, it feels like there's a lot of chemistry going between them. Adam's on a 7-game point streak, and then Ryan gets 2 goals tonight. What have your impressions been of that line since they've come together?
Obviously, they're all capable of generating offense. I thought it was Ryan Strome's best game in a long time. I think if you ask Leo, I think he would probably say he could have made more plays. I think he hit the puck a lot, and we have a pretty high standard for him, and I think he carries himself with a high standard. And he just missed on a few really good opportunities. It's a fast game, and that's a heavy team. And I thought he did really well. It's his first time playing Edmonton. Some guys struggle with that. Speed and the size, but I thought he played and his pace to his game. I thought he battled hard. I think they all did. That line, Strummy's one goal was a power play goal. The other one was off the forecheck. But they were good. I think all four lines were good. I had no problem playing Sammy, Ross, and Leeson against Drysdale and McDavid either. I thought they all took the challenge. I kind of had a kind of community strategy against McDavid and Drysdale, and I think they did a pretty good job.
You touched on deployment, there, specifically with Leo. How do you decide when's the right time for him to play up against guys of that ilk, that McDavid, that McKinnon, that type of ilk?
His team play against him anytime. I'm not trying to strategize when he should and shouldn't go. So it has nothing to do with whether he's ready for it or not. Honestly, most of the time I do it based upon face-off percentages, particularly in the D zone. If Leo's struggling on faceoffs, and you know, then I'll put, you know, especially on that dot to the goalie's right, I'll put Sam there because he's a righty and he usually has a high percentage win on those dots. So, but otherwise, just try to, you know, tonight we're just trying to 8 day break, four lines, you know, you just got to roll four lines and play, get into a rhythm where you're on your toes. So there was really no strategy with regard to putting Leo against Dreisaitl or McDavid.
Two power play goals tonight for the same unit. What did you like about how that group was creating offense tonight?
I mean, Newell and I had talked about it before the game. We, you know, kind of comparing different strategies against that kill that Edmonton does, and Newell stuck to his guns with reference to try and find the seams and the one timers, and you know, Stromey's was a play that, you know, Newell had designed about, you know, going from the goalie's left to his right, and then, you know, Stromey held it and made obviously a heck of a shot. The other one was, again, there was 25 seconds to go, and then you're in that situation where, you know, do you keep the four forwards out there with the D and then run the risk of having a forward down low in the D zone? And I know did a good job. I said, you make the call, and he kept them out there. And I think that was just Cam rocking the blue line, and I think it was, I don't know who screened it, but whoever screened the goal, he did a great job. I don't think he ever saw it.
It feels like the addition of Radko to the blue line, it can't be understated, especially in a game like this where you're facing such a dangerous offensive team. What did you think about his play tonight?
I thought him and Vax were both terrific. Vax was terrific. Like, you know, see Vax is covering McDavid on those one-on-ones. McDavid's such a handful in the offensive zone when he's got space, and there was that one shift in the first period where Vax just mirrored him and poked the puck off his stick. It's pretty impressive. And obviously Gudas is fearless and finishes his checks. And, you know, I think they were trying to keep those guys away from them. And I think Brent Thompson did a good job, you know, putting them out there when McDavid and Drysdale were out there, either or.
And then just lastly, Bill, just some thoughts on the performance of Lukáš Dostal coming in cold and making some big stuff.
He made a huge save in that 2-on-1 after we scored to make it 3-2. And then, you know, he's terrific. He's also good with the puck. Comes out, stops the puck, and plays it well. So, don't fault him for any of the goals.
Thanks, Coach.
Head coach Greg Cronin speaking there about the Anaheim Ducks play tonight. A couple things to take away from that one. Leo Carlson's first game against the Edmonton Oilers. You think back to some of the games that he sat out earlier just as a part of his development plan. And this was his first meeting with the Edmonton Oilers facing Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, all the stars that they have up front. So something to note, and just I liked how he kind of brought up too, like, oh, Leo knows that maybe there were some plays that he could have done better, because we already had the chance to hear from him, and he, like we said, took responsibility for a lot of his play.
And as head coach Greg Cronin mentioned, that and you mentioned, right, that the development plan early on, that for the listeners out there maybe a little bit unfamiliar still with kind of that whole process, it was because they knew they were going to play him so much, any opportunity, any game he was in, that they knew that he was going to get big-time minutes. And just for a player that young who's just, you know, maybe not necessarily needing just that constant pounding. I mean, he's a guy that loves to carry the puck, make things happen each and every puck touch. That comes with cross-check. That comes with hacks and whacks against him. That, look, it's maybe early on, Pat Verbeek and his group felt that was in his best interest. Look, it's paying dividends right now. He's playing with confidence, and he's able to now carry those big time minutes game in and game out, and do it consistently with positive performances. And I think although he took initiative and took ownership of that penalty, it doesn't negate the good things that he did really shift in and shift out for a whole lot of this hockey game. And another thing, you know, coach really kind of fought back against the maybe narrative or touching on, you know, he can't play against anyone in this National Hockey League. Certainly Crow thinks that he can match up against the game's very best. So that was a non-factor when listening to that conversation from head coach Greg Cronin.
Also noting Ryan Strome's performance tonight. I mean, 5 shots on goal for him, 2 goals as a part of that. He had some big moments in this game, including, of course, that power play goal. You know, I felt like that breakaway that he had early in the game, it was such a bummer to not see him get that goal. So I was really happy that he was able to redeem himself the rest of this game tonight. And I think it's been a little bit of a slow coming as of late for Ryan Strom. So maybe, you know, this helps him get a nice jump start before this long road trip.
Yeah, to think he could have come out of this game with a hat trick is it's really saying something. Anytime any player is in a position to get a hat trick, regardless if they can tally that third goal, of course, his first big chance before the two markers of his, the breakaway opportunity, it was a well just executed move. He was trying to find that five hole, trying to slide it, a nice pump fake to the forehand, and wasn't able to really obviously get it through, but followed up with some great chances. That's hard to do. You're playing with Carlson. You're on the first line. Adam Henrique's playing well, and you know, your maybe best hockey is yet to come when you don't bury those opportunities. Maybe these thoughts, negative thoughts, can creep in your mind, but it's just, and it's so fun to cheer for a guy like Ryan Strom, right? Mm-hmm. We all love Stromer. Just such an upbeat, positive guy each and every day, practice day, game day. He is,
he really is
lighthearted, and it's so fun to be around. So you just can't help but, of course, root for Ryan Strom. And he almost gets the hat trick, but follows up with just two goals after that breakaway chance. And just hopefully good things continue to come for Ryan Strom.
A couple other things to note from this game. No Mason McTavish. We have to remember he was not in the lineup tonight. Of course, Max Jones returning back, his first game back in just a little over a month. So he had plenty of time, as he mentioned to me yesterday, just to reset. He was ready to get going, and we saw that from him tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how this long road trip that the Ducks have coming up. I mean, it's a long travel to where they're going, Montreal, on Tuesday, and then just, you know, staying over there, the time change, all of that, and against some tough teams. They're going to see Toronto, Buffalo, just a number of teams on this road trip, Ottawa. So I'm looking forward to this upcoming trip. Emerson, I know you will be a part of that and just getting ready to go. But your final thoughts on tonight's game as we look ahead to the next couple days off before the road trip starts?
You're sending me off into the cold, right?
Sorry.
Do you know, is the weather, can I get a weather update?
Oh,
do you know,
I don't know.
The
I
weather
I could pull it
out
up
there.
Real quick.
Well, look, I Let's hope see. For the best on a long flight to Montreal. That's coast to coast there. Steve, oh boy, we'll see how he deals with turbulence, if there is any, hopefully not. But my final quack is just, God, I really look forward to Leo Carlson and just the young future stars of this Anaheim Ducks team. I look forward to seeing their progression, and not to say that they're going to reach the heights of the McDavids of the world. It's putting a lot of pressure on them, but hopefully, I mean, if they get just close, somewhere close to the way McDavid can take over games, the way a Draisaitl can take over games, I mean, that's what's really hanging in the balance of this Anaheim Ducks franchise is players, young players ask so much, and Leo Carlson's one of them. I look forward to guys like that being able to just take this Ducks team on their back and, you know, really solidify games. Evander Kane, you know, we talked about Ryan Strom having a great game. Evander Kane gets the hat trick. I mean, good teams have players at not two goals, but three goals, as Evander Kane did. And that's my final quack. I really continue to just look for our bright stars, our young stars taking over like the McDavids of the world, the Evander Kanes, the Draisaitls, as they did here tonight.
Well, I'm going to first give you a weather update because I was able to pull up Montreal's weather. Monday, 36, snow in the morning, Tuesday, 30 degrees, and this is Fahrenheit, this is not Celsius, so I'm sorry, I hope it warms up, but I know Buffalo, it is not going to be warm there, because this time of the year, they are covered in snow, but just bring your coat.
Is what it is, yeah. Kind of like the officiator, just kind of is what it is.
Bring your coat. All right, my final quack for this night is I want to see the power play continue, special teams continue, you know, build off of this tonight, 2-for-2 tonight, keep it going, because the last couple games, the Ducks have kind of struggled on that end, and I know there's ebbs and flows with the power play, but I liked what we saw on that end tonight. I liked what head coach Greg Cronin had to say about Newell Brown trusting his plan, sticking to it, and it worked out tonight. So looking forward to seeing what that can do on the road.
Love it.
All right. All right, well, that'll do it for us here at Honda Center. And if you want to stick around after the break, you can listen to the Ducks and Oilers replay. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you for sticking with us for this post-game show on DuckStream, as always, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gorgeous strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
I can buy myself flowers.
Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perform. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
You'll never know the feeling until you experience it here yourself at Disneyland Resort. Because here, every and is beyond anything you've ever felt before. It's where becomes on Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. It's every amazing feeling ever, all at once. It's that feeling when you're at Disneyland Resort, and there's no better time than now.
Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Park admission and reservation required for park entry.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.